My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I am Molly, and today I am joined with Tessa, a special guest.
Hello.
And we're taking you back to the garden. Now, Sam, our usual Back to the Garden co-host, he is currently in Portugal.
Gone.
He's gone. He's at a film festival. I believe his film is showing today or tomorrow.
Soon.
Soon, very soon.
It should be done.
It should be done. And so we're very excited for him, but unfortunately he's not with us this week. So Tessa and I are doing a little archive episode on a beach house concert from April 5th of last year.
A while ago.
Over a year ago. It was at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which I've only ever been to one concert there. And I feel like I say this every time, but this to date, I think I can confidently say was one of my best concert experiences. I would say this goes head to head with Men I Trust at the Orpheum last month.
Yeah, for me, my top two were Beach House and Kringben.
Yep, that would make sense. Yeah. I'm sure if I was at Kringben, that would also make the list.
Yeah, but Kringben was with Men I Trust.
So. Exactly. So it's like all worlds collide. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to be talking about the Beach House concert from April 5th of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a special concert for Tessa and I because this is where, under very strange, this is our conception, our inception, our immaculate conception. this is where Tessa and I strangely met. I fell upon an extra ticket I had bought one and the person I was going with just couldn't go anymore. And I was desperate for someone to go with. I didn't even want the money back. I was like, it's paid. I just needed a buddy, a pal. Mm-hmm. And Tessa, actually, no, our friend Addie, she slid into my DMs and she's like, I'll buy it. And I was like, okay. And then the day before, she's like, I can't come. I was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just find someone else too. And that is where Tessa and I met. And we ascended.
Yeah. Well, the thing with my story was Addie texted me like 3 hours before the show started. And I was in White Rock, my hometown, getting a haircut or something.
You were getting the bangs.
I was getting my bangs.
Which for the are first now, time ever.
Yeah. Which are now kind of part of my personality.
You could say.
So it was a crazy day. And then I ended up like being like, okay, I'll go like on a whim. And I drove home. Well, I drove back to UBC. I like dropped my car in the middle of a neighborhood and then catch the bus, immediately went. And then
you were fresh banged.
I was fresh banged. Honestly, the bangs, I don't know if they looked amazing. They looked okay. They were really blunt at that time. But yeah, that's where I met
Molly. It was beautiful. It was actually our friend Allison's birthday, and I was at birthday dinner with her. She was sitting in a different area because once again, when we bought the tickets, I didn't even know her yet, and so I walked on down alone to meet Tessa in the middle of the opener. The opener was crazy.
The opener was like sitar, but like sitar, crazy
sitar. I can imagine if I was anything but sober, I would have probably freaked out. And I mean that in a complimentary way, because it was very otherworldly.
It was so intense. There was just one spotlight. It was completely dark otherwise. And then just like the loudest sitar you could imagine.
You have ever
I
heard.
Love sitar.
I am a sitar fan. It was incredibly intense, but it set us up for success.
Yeah.
For Beach House 2022.
Yeah.
So exactly. Without further ado, I'm just going to play some more Beach House hits. And then we're going to get into talking about the band, talking about the concert, playing the adjacents. You know how it goes on The Garden. When we're back in the garden.
Of course.
So first up, that was a Once Twice Melody off of their eighth and latest album. They have many, many albums. Their eighth and most recent album released last year, Once Twice Melody. It's the title track. It's the intro track. It's what they open the show with. It's beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And now we're going to have Silver Soul, which is one of their most popular songs. I know this went crazy on TikTok a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Much to my dissatisfaction. It's okay. We'll survive. So this is Silver Soul off of Teen Dream. And then following that, we're going to have PPP off of Depression Cherry.
Oh, yeah.
This was a surprise in the concert, but I think Tessa and I unanimously levitated at that point.
Yeah.
I remember the next day it was ringing in my head.
Me too. It was just such a good moment. I wish I could remember what like the lights were like, because they had a bunch of different, like at one point they have raindrops all over the screen. It was crazy.
So after these songs, we're going to talk a little bit about their staging, because they have some very cool staging.
Yes.
But without further ado, here's Silver Soul off of Teen Dream by Beach House. Please do enjoy on your Friday morning.
Thank you. doesn't sleep well. It won't last forever. Or maybe it will. What clothes they gave you, they wear them so well.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the News Collective, the Arts Collective, The Music Collective, the Sports Collective, the Accessibility Collective, the Indigenous Collective, and the Intersectionality Collective. There's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. I am Molly, and today I'm joined by
Tessa.
We are taking you back to the garden, as always, as we do at 10 to 11 on Fridays. And today we are talking about Beach House. This is a little bit of an archive episode. This was a concert that Tessa and I went to a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Over a year ago. And it's actually where we met. We were talking about that before the song and ad break. This was the beginning of Tessa and I's friendship. And I must say, I've wrote about like this experience in like job applications for like radio and like music. They've been like, what is the most memorable concert experience? And I would say this concert with Tessa wins almost every time.
Molly has been exploiting the memory.
Yeah, for sure. Like I used that, what, $50, $60 ticket, and I've got infinite returns. Yeah. The return on that was crazy. Is crazy to this day.
Well, it's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story indeed. So we're back, and we're just going to talk a little bit about Beach House. They are a duo. It's Victoria and Alex. Mm. They started recording, I believe, in Alex's garage, and they started as this beautiful dream pop band, and over time have just found their sound and are known, in my opinion, as like one of the best dream pop bands that's around today.
They're very iconic.
A shoegaze, a dream pop. It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are one of my favorite bands. This is one of my favorite concerts. They have 8 albums. There's a lot to choose from, and I will say, like, it was very difficult for me to even make this playlist, because each album, there's like 5 favorite songs I have on each album.
Well, yeah, and you just got the new vinyl as well.
Oh, yeah. Excellent addition there. Yeah, on Record Store Day, which is a day every year where a bunch of like local record stores get all these exclusive special releases. And Beach House just came out with an EP. I will be playing one of the songs off that EP later, because it was later released digitally. But it came out exclusively as like this limited edition clear vinyl on Record Store Day. And it was the last exam I had. I bussed to Main Street. I went to Red Cat. I got the last one. So they just keep providing. They really just keep providing. They have a vast discography.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend everyone, if you're just getting into Beach House, start off with Depression Cherry. They have that has the hits like Space Song, Levitation, you know the vibes.
You've got to know
the vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just a really incredible band. I'm so happy that Tessa and I are able to do a little archive episode.
Yeah. Are they married?
No.
Okay.
So there's much chat around the Beach House community of like if they will ever fall in love, and they've said on countless occasions like they are just their soulmates in like the musical partner way, like they will never.
That's really beautiful.
But they do have like a very, you can tell that they have a very intense connection.
Yeah, well, during the concert we couldn't see them at all.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that actually. Their staging is so that I genuinely think no matter where you were in Queen Elizabeth Concert Hall. Is it a concert hall venue?
Yeah.
Or you were in the venue that evening, I think you got an equally good show, which I don't think is always true, unfortunately. Like, sometimes if you're in the back of, like, the balcony, it's not going to be as good of an experience. But the way they perform, they're just these, like, silhouettes on stage, and they have the craziest lighting.
Mm-hmm.
I have such beautiful pictures from that night, because every other second there was, like, rainbow lasers. But, like, you never really saw their faces. They were just these two, like, shadowed figures.
Mm-hmm. It was less about, like, them as kind of performative personas, and more about the music, I would say. So it wasn't like, oh, I can't see her singing or whatever. Yeah. It was like, oh, like, I can just see all the lights and it's beautiful.
Yeah, which I think also, like, that makes sense when you listen to them, because I feel like there's no, like, concentration. You can hear in their music there's no concentration on how they look. It's just they're trying to, like, give you the best sound possible, you know?
Yeah, it's very atmospheric and less kind of, I don't know,
singer-songwriter
vibes.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great show. We love the staging. There was rainbow. There was disco balls.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was, there was a lot of lasers, and I don't know, I was like, again, neither of us, we were like dead sober, but I felt like it was just so disorienting. I was just like, ooh, this is euphoric. Like, it
yeah,
felt
I,
so crazy. I loved it.
It is never a concert that I would want to be not sober for, because like I needed to be so fully present, because I came out of it, I'm like, what did I just do? Like, what just happened to me? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've been transported to another time. And I say this is one of my favorite concerts because genuinely, like, I don't know, except for Men I Trust,
mm-hmm.
this concert and Men I Trust are the two times where I've just kind of sat there and I've been like, I am so focused and like so into the music, and like I can,
I felt that with Andy Schaaf as well.
I agree.
I will say.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that callback to Back to the Garden's second episode.
Yeah.
No, I'd agree. I would agree. Anyways, so that's, with that, we're just going to keep the good times rolling. I am now going to play three more Beach House songs. Okay.
Amazing.
We've got an array.
Okay.
First off, you're going to hear Myth off of Bloom. This is a beautiful album. Another one of my favorites. I mean, I don't think I can pick a favorite album, if I'm being honest.
No, they're amazing.
We got Myth off of Bloom, then Wildflower off of Depression Cherry.
Oh, I love that song.
This circles in and out of being one of my favorites, but this has been a top off this album for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Bells off of Once Twice Melody. Twice Melody, their most recent, was released in like four chapters, which I really liked. It was released over like a 4-month period of time, starting in November, ending in February, I think. So they released four songs each month for 4 months. And it made listening to it really interesting because I associate each chapter with like a different time in my life, and also different songs stood out at different times. Like, I was able to really concentrate on each song, considering it is what, like a 4-8? It's like a 25-track album.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a 22-track album. So
long album.
Yeah. So it was a really good way, I feel, to release it, given that there's so many songs, and the way they released it, you were really able to concentrate on like each song that I think would normally get lost.
Yeah. I also think like people listen to music a lot differently now.
Yeah.
Like people, I don't know. I think that music is consumed like not really in albums now.
Yeah.
It's more kind of in like singles, whatever's popular. So I think by doing that, they really kind of emphasize certain songs that, again, what you were saying, would get lost normally.
Yeah.
So,
and I feel like each song had their time to shine, and it was really interesting talking like with my friends as new chapters would be released to like what ones stood out to different people.
Oh yeah.
But in the, I believe, third chapter, the last chapter, so when the album was fully released, this song The Bells stood out to me the most. I don't know why.
I remember you listening to the song a lot.
Yeah, I was talking about it.
Yeah.
I was really hoping they played in the concert. They did not. But regardless, we're going to hear it today. So we've got three Beach House tunes coming up for you. After that, we're going to go to the ads. And then we're going to get into the adjacents.
Ooh.
So please do enjoy. I bet you will. I don't see how you couldn't. Here is Myth off of Bloom by Beach House.
Thank you. In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Awakened one, listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
Are from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate a thousand odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. Right now we're listening to Sea Swallow Me by the Cocteau Twins off The Moon and the Melodies.
Ooh.
Ooh. And
I love it.
You're listening to Back to the Garden, as you always do, from 10 to 11 on Friday. Today we are covering Beach House. It's a little bit of an archive episode. Tessa and I, whom I am joined with today.
Hello.
Special guest. Her and I went to see them last April, and we're reminiscing today.
Yeah.
And we've just recently entered the adjacent portion of today's show, which is when we talk a little bit about Beach House's inspirations and play some of their music. Now, they have cited both the Cocteau Twins and The Cure.
Both amazing.
Amazing, amazing inspirations as people they've looked up to, people they've based their music off of. I mean, they have like a very, very long list of bands and artists that have influenced their work, but these are two that stood out to me because I love the song, and we've got Friday I'm in Love coming up next by The Cure, which is a classic, and by the way, it's Friday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, and I'm in love.
This is beautiful. This is so beautiful. Now, this little feature by The Cure is special because Tessa and myself were present at The Cure, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
When they came to Vancouver.
Yeah, very recently.
I was, in fact, working outside. I did not go in.
Yes.
I was working for a radio station outside, just chatting with people.
Molly,
I gave
was
Tessa,
outside.
I was outside. I was giving away, like, pop sockets, if you will.
I got sunglasses. I wore them yesterday.
Yeah, you did. But Tessa went in, and you want to talk a little bit about the similarities you saw?
Well, The Cure, I found, was very similar to Beach House in the way that The Cure had a lot of lights and they had a lot of kind of like images projected in the background. There's a very iconic song called A Forest that they performed, and that stood out to me because in the background it was just like someone running in the forest with a camcorder. There was just trees everywhere.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, it was kind of like a light show with a bunch of green lights. And well, for the Beach House show, we had really good tickets. I was at The Cure. I was in the very last seat possible in Rogers Arena. Like, I was in nosebleeds, but like the very last seat of the nosebleeds. But the tickets were cheap. It was really good. And the sound was still really amazing.
Which is similar to like what I was saying about the Beach House experience, where I don't think there's a bad seat in the house so long as you're in the venue.
Yeah. And like, I don't really need to see like everyone's face. Like, I was very content with just
watching.
You
just need
to hear. I just need to hear. And I heard they played this song that we're about to listen to.
And everyone danced, I'm sure.
Oh, I was dancing like crazy. Some people were sitting, and I was like, everyone stand up right now.
Everyone needs to stand up. You were at the back of the bus. You were essentially like in the rafters, being
one
like, it's time
step,
to stand up.
I could have like tumbled to my death, and I was dancing. I was dancing my heart out. That's another thing we bonded on at Beach House. There was a lot of people not dancing.
And like Tessa, like there, for me, there was actually no option but to be standing and to like sway. Like, I feel like I was doing the worm.
Yeah.
I was gyrating.
Oh, of course.
I was like spinning. Like, there was no option but to dance. And I feel like at most concerts, Tessa and I are similar in that, like, if no one's dancing, we're still going to dance.
Exactly. I don't dance if I feel as though I'm going to pass out, which sometimes that happens. The First Men I Trust show that Molly and I also went to together.
Yeah.
I did feel as though I was going to pass out.
There was some like saving that had to go on for me to you.
It was like the most chill concert I've ever been to. And I was like in a squat on the ground. But anyway, back to The Cure. The concert was really good. And I could definitely see the influences that The Cure has on Beach House. Even with like, I don't know, a lot of their songs, it's again very atmospheric and kind of like, I don't know. For me, if I listen to a song and I feel like I could run through a field like to a waterfall to it, then I know
beautiful.
It's like
instant hit.
The same vibe.
Exactly.
You know? So
without further ado, we're going to play Friday I'm in Love by The Cure off of their album Wish. And right after that, we're going to close out the hour with Become off of Beach House's EP that they released as a special like Record Store Day thing. It came out digitally, I think 1 or 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite songs off the EP. It's called Become. So this is the title track. And it's been wonderful, everyone. I hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy The Cure. Enjoy Beach House.
Thank you so much, Molly, for
having
me.
Thank you so much, Tessa, for joining me today. This was a long time coming.
Yes, I'm so happy that we met at Beach House.
Me as well. This is so beautiful. Yes. Without further ado, here is Friday I'm in Love. I mean, Tessa and I are clearly smitten.
Play the track. Play the track.
keep you close to me. Oh, sweet remedy. Bright and crystalline. Take it as it comes. Holy morning sun. Rubies on my tongue. La 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 la. Keep you close to me.